Okay, good morning, everybody. So Shlishi of Abba Yishlach is the aftermath of the confrontation between Yaakov and Sarah Shalasev, in particular the Gid HaNashal, Ken Lo Yochlu B'nei Sos Gid HaNashash, Al Kafei Arich. The Sforno says that it's a way of saying that the Nezek that Yaakov suffered was in an area that we don't value, we don't need it all together, which is, you know, a particular perspective. But be that as it may, then the Sforno picks up on the Sheet of Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, which is cited by Rashi, you know, Vayaru Tesav the Kwaso, but this was authentic. You know, Rashi quotes. So the Sforno says is that this is again paradigmatic. Sort of channeling the inner Ramban here, that there are moments when it seems like we're surely fated for destruction, and you know, hafach libo shel Esav berega, that in a moment that destruction can be averted. Our mincha, our tefillah, our hachna, he says that really would have happened. He quotes from the Gemara, the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and you know, the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to do. He wanted a more conciliatory approach, that he had learned from Yaakov Avinu, that the way to, you know, avoid destruction from Esav, Yerbam Yosi Shimo, is indeed to try as much as possible to, you know, have a conciliatory approach. Of course, the Briyoni Shavos Ador, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, Lo Shavik Lo Linish, they just wouldn't allow people, you know, to make peace. They understood very well that that was an option. So the point is that Klal Yisrael, you know, very often, you know, throughout our historical experience in the Galus, that confrontation, you know, as appealing as it can be, and as the hotheads always wanted, right, the Derech HaMelech is that it's not necessarily the answer in terms of our encounter with Esav. And again, the Ramban feels that we're still very much, you know, in that fourth, Golah, the Golah of Edom, which encompasses all of the nations post Chorban of Ayasheni. So the point is that, confrontation and, assuming a combative posture isn't necessarily the best way to go. And the Sforno goes so far as to say, right, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, had he been given his way, or others blamed him for not being aggressive enough with Vespasian, but the point is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had been given his way the whole time, would have been able to save the Beis HaMikdash through a more conciliatory policy altogether. And so this idea, which emerges straight from the story of Yaakov Avinu and Ulay Achapra Panav, Amitchal Lachasapanai, and it does work, right? It's worth noting that it didn't have to work, but it does work, that, Evraso Shamar Lenetzach, that Esav was really highly antagonistic towards Yaakov and disposed to, you know, harm him, but in the end of the day, the Mincha was effective in achieving what the original goals were. And therefore, halachi v'yadua she'isav soni liyakov, but nonetheless, this was an authentic moment of reconciliation made possible only by Yaakov's conciliatory gestures, which Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, no less an authority than that, took as dispositive. Unfortunately, just like we had Biryonim then, Biryonim have always prevented a more conciliatory approach, and this idea of, being combative and being confrontational and being provocative, looking to stir the pot and stoke the flames, remains, a very considerable threat, to the ability of Yaakov to be sore. And that's really the story that the Sforno understands is meant to emerge from the interaction, in this case, historical, archetypal interaction between Yaakov and Esav.